she's gotta be. We gotta sink the Bismarck to the bottom of the sea. They find that German battleship that's making such a fuss. We gotta sink the Bismarck, cause the world depends on us.
They hit the decks, are running, boys, and spin those guns around.
When we find the Bismarck, we gotta cut her down.
Well, a Scotsman clad in kilt left the bar one evening fair. And one could tell by how he walked that he'd drunk more than his share. He fumbled round until he could no longer keep his feet. And he stumbled off into the grass to sleep beside the street. Ring ding diddle little idio, ring da diddly io. He stumbled off into the grass to sleep beside the street. About that time two young and lovely girls just happened by. One says to the other with a twinkle in her eye, see yon sleeping Scotsman so strong and handsome built. I wonder if it's true what they don't wear beneath the kilt. Ring ding diddle little adio, ring da diddly io. I wonder if it's true what they don't wear beneath the kilt. They crept up on that sleeping Scotsman quiet as could be. Lifted up his kilt about an inch so they could see. And there, behold, for them to view beneath his Scottish skirt was nothing more than God had graced him with upon his birth. Ring ding diddle little laddie-o, ring da diddly I-O, was nothing more than God had graced him with upon his birth. They marveled for a moment, then one said, we must be gone. Let's leave a present for our friend before we move along. As a gift they left a blue silk ribbon tied into a bow. Around the bonny star the Scots kilt did lift and show. Ring-ding-diddle-little-addy-o, ring-da-diddly-i-o. Around the bonny star the Scots kilt did lift and show. Now the Scotsman woke to nature's call and stumbled towards the trees. Behind the bush he lifts his kilt and gawks at what he sees. And in a startled voice he says to what's before his eyes, oh, lad, I don't know where you've been, but I see you won first prize. Ring-ding-diddle-little-addy-o,
back. Miss Amy is back with an all-new Living Way Out Here on the Survival Circle Network. Join Amy for an uplifting hour of fun on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday evenings at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on Survival Circle. Alright, gather around, drag up a stool. It's time for Liberty Lounge. 2 full hours of classic country music with a splash of news thrown in for good measure. Let's take a break from the current trials and tribulations and try to start our weekend out on a lighter note. Liberty Lounge starts right now.
Now, since it's Friday, and just to show my appreciation, we'll knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again. You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know. I love it.
$100 smoking in my billfold.
Quack, quack.
I know I ought to save it, but it's burning.
Good deal. Welcome. It is time for Liberty Lounge. It's the 16th of January, and it's, of course, a Friday. That's what we do on Fridays around here, take a little break. Sorry Amy wasn't in here. I wasn't close enough to substitute for her, and she was having a little problem here. She'll be back to her normal self on Monday. She had some kind of traumatic dental work, and it's getting better. I just don't think she could make it through a whole show, so we had to forego that tonight. I apologize for that, but it's just one of those things that happens. So we'll be back with Amy hard and heavy on Monday evening, and we won't really have a whole lot. I have a couple of news things I'm going to hit just briefly here tonight, just because I think we need to. But let me check and see again here who all's in the chat room. We're getting our Washington folks in there, getting to be fairly regular listeners here now. Scoutus is in there. She's listening. She just ain't talking. Yakima Glock, Amanda, Tampico Scout, B2. Those are the ones that I know for sure. Well, Catapon is Washington, and Northwest Heavy. All right, good deal. We're getting quite a contingent here from Washington now. You other guys are going to have to catch up. Yeah. All right. Let's see. Minnie, I saw that. Actually, we didn't talk about that last night. I was going to. But I have some other things to go with this. I'm not going to talk about it tonight. But I have some other things that go along with that. So it's going to make a good show here. And we talked about fake guns the other night, and the whether it was smart to carry one and what you could do with it if something did happen. So we're going to spend a little more time on that. I have some new, interesting, relevant information that might interest you. So before we get too carried away here, I think we'll just go ahead and dive into this and see what happens.
Back home now, I know you're probably sleeping. Over here, it's the middle of the day. I finally found some time to write a letter. Sitting here, a half a world away. Heard about all them folks protesting, as if I really want this war. But that don't stop me from believing there's just some things worth fighting for. And if I die before you wake, I pray the world would take a good look at what God's given us. That we could only understand everything is in His hands. All we need is a little faith and trust. I want you. High a price to pay if I die before you wake. Tell everybody that I miss them, and I can't wait to get back home. Until then, I'll serve my country and be proud to wear this uniform. And if I die before you wake, I pray the world will take a good look at what God's given us. Could only understand everything is in His hands. All we need is a little faith and trust. I want you to know it ain't too high a price to pay if I die before you wake. No. If I die before you wake.
Right or wrong, I'll be with you.
To care if you will say
I'll share right or wrong day by day. For I believe that I belong by your side, right or wrong. If it's right for me to love you, it can't be wrong for me to care.
His first trip to Boston, he was having lots of luck. He was going the wrong direction down a one-way street in town. And this is what he said when the police chased him down. Give me 40 acres and I'll turn this rig around. It's the easiest way that I've found. Some guys can turn it on a dime or turn it right downtown. But I need 40 acres to turn this rig around. Shock. Hit Baylor pointed toward the road in his cab right to the dock. And as he looked around him, through his tears he made this sound. Oh, give me 40 acres and I'll turn this rig around. Give me 40 acres and I'll turn this rig around. It's the easiest way that I've found. Some guys can turn it on a dime or turn it right downtown. But I need 40 acres to turn this rig around.
Sorry about that, guys. I had to go check on Amy for a minute, and I didn't make it back in time. Stop. Jeez, give me a break. Let me get started here. We caused a little bit of commotion in the chat room there, so I'll try to keep from doing that again. All right. I got quite a few songs picked out here, but if you guys think of anything that right off the top of your head that you want, I would, for a small nominal fee, I would take some requests tonight. We'll see how that goes along there. So, if you come up with something you just think you can't live without, well, give me a holler.
When I die, I may not go to heaven. I don't know if they let cowboys in. If they don't, just let me go to Texas. Texas is as close as I've been. New York couldn't hold my attention. Detroit City couldn't sing my song. If tomorrow finds me busted flat in Dallas, I won't care, cause at least I'll know I'm home. When I die, I may not go to heaven. I don't know if they let cowboys in. If they don't, just let me go to Texas. Cause Texas is as close as I've been.
Ed Bruce, we've got things running smoothly here now, I think, so we ought to be able to avoid any more train wrecks like that. There was a story that I wanted to share with you here. Let me go find it real quick. It should probably be done on a Thursday night, but I just can't resist it. These people... These anti-gun people have just become so absolutely freaking insanely stupid. It's unbelievable. There's a, let's see, what is he? He's a lawmaker up in Pennsylvania. He's a representative. Thaddeus Kirkland, they call him. He's, of course, a Democrat. I can't even hardly say this with a straight face here. He's going to introduce a bill, or is plans on introducing a bill, that prohibits the use of human silhouette targets on shooting ranges all across Pennsylvania. And why are you talking during my show? We don't want a Chevy, whatever it is. Thank you very much. He says it's just, of course, he plans on an exception for the ones for law enforcement and all that. He may, well, probably not. I'm going to say he may have a target with hands up, don't shoot, but probably not. He says rather than perpetuate violence by continuing to allow individuals to practice their target shooting by shooting at human silhouette targets at shooting ranges, my legislation will prohibit the use of targets that depict human silhouettes. He uses the word shooting four times in the same sentence. But he said instead of silhouette targets could include, but are not limited to, the following: white-tailed deer, black bear, wild turkey, and elk. So he's kind of appealing to the hunters, trying to pander to them a little bit and try to keep some support, which is what a lot of them do, try to get at least one small faction of the of any particular group so that they fight amongst themselves, just like they did up in Washington. We got the people that are pro-Constitution and the people that pretend to be pro-gun and forget about the Constitution. So a lot of stuff going on up there. By the way, speaking of Washington, Gavin has been released from jail, and his dad have been released. They apparently, the other judge looked at this a little differently than the first judge did, and has released them without bail. So we'll see what happens. I'm sure there'll be a follow-up deal. There'll be a hearing or a trial or something at some point. So we'll keep you updated on that as we get news for it. I'm wondering what PETA is going to think about these targets. They're not shooting people, but they're shooting deer, bear, turkey, and elk. I wonder if PETA's okay with that. Anyway, how stupid is that?
Love vibrations, I can feel them when I hold you. I just tremble and my passion rises high. For the flavor of your sweet lips keeps me hungry. And it's a hunger that only you can satisfy. Got me all over for you, all over me. And it's a feeling made for lovers only. Got the all overs for you, all over me. Got the all overs for you, all over me. And it's a feeling made for lovers only. Got the all overs for you, all over me, all over me.
This is the last cowboy song, the end of 100-year wars. The voices sound sad as they're singing along, another piece of America's lost. He rides a feedlot and clerks in a market on weekends selling tobacco and beer. and his dreams of tomorrow surrounded by fences. But he'll dream tonight of when fences weren't here. He blazed the trail with Lewis and Clark, and eyeballed a white back down. He stood shoulder to shoulder with Travis in Texas, and rode with the seventh when Custer went down. This is the last cowboy song, the end of a 100-year wars. The voices sound sad as they're singing along. Another piece of America's lost. Remington showed us how he looked on canvas. Louis L'Amour has told us his tale. And Willie and Waylon and me sing about him and wish to God we could have ridden his trail. This is the last.
The old Chisholm Trail is covered in concrete now. They truck them to market in 50-foot rigs. They blow by his market. Never see
welcome
to
again. Cal Smith! The Lord
of the was all he did.
This is the last cowboy song. The end of the 100-year war. Sound sad as they're singing along. Another piece of America's lost.
This is the last cowboy song. The end of a 100-year war. The voices sound sad. Another piece of America's lost. This is the last cowboy song.
All right, before we go any further, we got a pretty good lineup tonight. Hopefully you all like that. But the Kit in Tampico Scout there just sent me a message, and they want to say thank you to all the Patriots up there in Washington, the team that come up there and took the Capitol building by storm here. What was it, yesterday? Yeah, yesterday. It was a an amazing thing to behold. There's a little controversy over some small issues there on both sides that I think probably ought to be worked out one way or another. We can get, I think, not everybody's going to agree with this, but I think that we can get so locked in and so I'm not going to say compromising, but non-open-minded about things on either side, that it becomes difficult to work together. And I hope that they can get that worked out up there before they wind up causing, I'm not saying either side caused any damage, I'm just saying that both sides need to get together without compromising and see if there's some way that we can make each side understand the other one's position and get it worked out here. Because we need everyone we can get, not just there, but all over the country. So, but anyway, a lot of good patriots showed up there, a bunch of them. And someone said, I think it was on Facebook, I saw a guy that said, yeah, so what? You know, what showed up there, 250? You know, it doesn't matter if 20 showed up. We had the one big rally on the 13th. That was the attention getter. That was the eye opener. That was the thing that made the headlines. Now, if these patriots would have just let that go and said, okay, we done a wonderful thing, rah, 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 hooray for our side, aren't we great? Then everybody would have just forgotten it, you know, 3 days later. But instead, we had a small group in Spokane. I had a couple of rallies the following week. We had this rally yesterday. So if this keeps hitting the news, people are going to start thinking a little bit. They're going to say, well, there must be, let me go back and check this out and see what's going on. I voted for this, what is it, the I-594, but let me go see if there's more to it than meets the eye. And I think that the more they keep this, excuse me, the more they keep this in front of the voters, and the more often it keeps coming up, whether 10, 20, 50, or 250, or 2,500 people show up, it's still, you know, if we pull one person around at a time, and, you know, we need to spend a little more time worrying about education than worrying about some of the other issues out there. So, and just like every other gun issue, we need to get people educated, because there's a lot of them. There's a lot of them that are just plain rabid, stupid anti-gunners that will not listen to any type of reason, are completely closed-minded, and those people need to go down to the river where the water is nice and stick their head under three times and bring it up twice, and then we won't have to worry about that anymore. So, but there's others that just simply ignorant. They just don't know. I don't mean ignorant in a bad way. They just don't know. And it would help if we could spend a little bit of time and thank these people. All right. Let me get stuff coming in here. All right. Let's move on here with what we're trying to do here. And I'd like to also offer a personal thanks to everyone that was involved up there, and I think great strides were made to get some legislators woke up and make people understand that we are through standing around talking about this. We're through trying to sign petitions and you know, some of these rallies need to have some teeth to them. They need to have a little bit of substance, instead of just standing around there waving the flag and then packing up and going home after at noon. So, which is what we've seen happen now a couple of times up in Washington. I love it.
I cry myself to sleep each night, wishing I could hold you tight. Life seems so empty since you went away. The pillow where you lay your head now holds my lonely tears instead, and it keeps right on a hurt since you're gone. It keeps right on a hurting every minute of the day, every hour you're away. I feel so lonely, and I can't help it. I don't think I can. Say a man should never cry, but when I see you passing by, my heart breaks down and cries a million tears. You broke my heart and set me free, but you forgot your memory, and it keeps right on. Since you're gone, it keeps right on a hurting every minute of the day, every hour you're away. I feel so lonely, and I can't help it. I don't think I can go.
Flaking paint, a broken window pane, a mailbox barely standing by the driveway. I can almost see the name. A swing set and forgotten toys where little boys and girls played happy games. Everything I gave a damn about is gone, but all the memories still remain. The old man from the house across the street asked, "How's it going?" And I said, "Fine." But the expression on his face would make me think he could almost read my mind. That Johnson boy from down the road was asking if the kids could come and play. Lord, I wish I could have told him yes, but I just said, "I guess, son, not today." I just came home to count the memories that I've been counting in my mind. I just came home to count the memories from a better day and time. Birds that sing a pretty song aren't singing like they did when you were here. 'Cause there's no happiness in music if somebody isn't close enough to care. I picked a ragged daisy from its home out in the corner of the yard. She loves me, she loves me not. Now I don't have to wonder anymore.
I just came home to count the memories that I've been counting in my mind. I just came home to count the memories. I guess it's time to say goodbye.
Seems like we're experiencing technical difficulties here. Let me see if I can get this thing going again. What is going on here? Well, while we're waiting, oh, we don't have to wait very long. There it is.
Don't you think you should have called to tell me you were coming down? Oh, you look so out of place on this troubled side of town. It's a place where losers go when they know there's nothing left, and after losing you, I just lost the will to live. Do you believe me now? I told you time. This is real. I don't know if you're a dream. I only know how good it feels if you could find it in your heart to say the fire for me still. I'll find a place to turn around down this road of no return. Do you believe me now? I told you time and time again, my heart and soul is in your hands. Do you believe me now? Look at the living, dying proof. I ain't nothing without you. Do you believe me
now? All right, let's see if we can bring this to a halt here just a little bit. We got to... Yeah. There we go. All right, let me see what's going on in the chat room here. We got it a minute or two. I think we do. All right, let's hold on to that for a minute. All right, what have we got going on here? The... Rights at Risk is pleased with our choices tonight. Well, good deal. I'll see if I can continue to get some good ones up here. Let's see here. All right. How about, I tell you what, I don't know about y'all, but I like this song a lot. A whole lot.
Hey, pretty baby, are you ready for me? Yeah, it's your good rockin' daddy down from Tennessee. I'm just out off from about San Antonio with the radio blasting and the bird dog on. There's a beat travel, my head sound of town, but no local yoga gonna shut me down. Cause me and my boys got this rig unwound, and we'll come 1,000 miles from a guitar jam. Oh, just hang around. But I heard someone call my name one day, and I followed that voice down a lost highway. Everybody told me you can't get far on $37 in a Jeep guitar. Now I'm smoking in the Texas with a hammer down and a rocking little combo from a guitar band. Hey, pretty baby, don't you know it ain't my fault? Love to hear the steel bells humming on the asphalt. Wake up in the middle of the night in a truck stop, stumble in a restaurant, wonder why I don't stop. Well, I gotta keep rocking while I still can. Got a two-pack habit and a motel tan. When my boots hit the boards, I'm a brand new man. With my back to the rifle, make my stand. Hey, pretty baby, won't you hold me tight? I'm loading up and rolling out of here tonight. One of these days I'm gonna settle down and I'll take you back with me to the guitar band.
Shift at the plant and I work on the outside. And I'd a lot rather be back home making love to my new bride. And there's only two things that I want when I'm back in my double wide, and that's a big old brew and a little old you. Now I know you're working every day just as hard as I do. If I didn't think that, I might have loved you, but I wouldn't have said I do. And there's only two things in the world I need to get close to, and that's a big old brew and a little old you. Well, I got both ends of meeting in the middle, but I can't seem to get them tied. I don't care, long as I know you'll be by my side. But I can't seem to get them tied. I don't care, long as I know you'll be by my side. Well, I ain't gonna work as hard every day of my lifetime. One of these days, everything that I want's gonna be mine. But if it ain't, that'll be alright, as long as there's sunshine and a big old brew.
Wait, we have breaking news. We have an amazing thing happening right here. Rights at Risk is about to request, drum roll please. Rights at Risk is about to request an Eddie Rabbit song. And this is an amazing thing. This is a point in history that you guys should probably try to remember here. Wait a minute, I got to stop something. It's moving. Please stop. No, I mean really, stop.
Get on the boat.
No, let's don't get on the boat. Let's get on the ball. Okay, there we go. Let's see, we were about to say that... There you go. All right, hit it with us, sir. Wait a minute, I'm getting Confucius. One song, Rights at Risk. Okay, you guys make up your mind. I'm here, I'm holding up everything, waiting for you to figure out what you want to do here. So let's do this, and then we'll decide what we're going to do with Eddie Rabbit. Love this song.
I played a wedding for the money, and I wished I could have told the bride and groom just what I think of marriage and what's in store after their honeymoon. And I was grumbling to the dancers about how men and women ought to live apart, and how a promise never made cannot be broken and can never break a heart. Then suddenly, from out of nowhere, a little girl came dancing across the floor, and all her crinolines were billowing beneath the skirt of calico that she wore. Oh, what a joy fell on the honored guests as each one of them was drawn into her dream. And they laughed and stamped, clapped their hands and hollered at her, "Dance, little Jean." And they said, "Dance, little Jean, this day is for you, two people you love.
imagine a prayer that you had was answered today. Your mama's marrying your dad. Well, my cynical heart just melted, 'cause I figured what this get-together meant. How it ended years of tears and sad confusion that the little girl had spent. And it told the band to pack it up about the time the couple cut the cake. But we played as long as they stayed for love and laughs, the little genie stayed. And we played dance, little genie. For you, two people you love stood up to say I do. Dance, little Jean, a prayer that you had was answered today. Your mama's marrying your dad. It was answered today. Your mama's marrying your dad.
Dixie, yes, he died. Thank God must be a cowboy at heart. to your arms where I chain pulls on the tailgate, bobbers blowing in the wind. Since July of 55, that's as close as I've been. Yeah, I just climbed out of a cottonwood tree. Just climbed out of a cottonwood tree. I was running from some honeybees. Drip drying in the summer breeze. After jumping in the Calico Creek.
Saw your picture on a poster in a cafe out in Phoenix. Guess you're still the sweetheart of the rodeo. As for me and little Casey, we still make the circuit. Yeah.
guess we never crossed your mind at all. But then sometimes I think about you and the way you used to ride out. With the sunlight on your hair, and oh, the crowd will always love you. But as for me, I've come to know everything that glitters is not gold. Everybody. Someday I'm sure you're gonna know the cost. Cause for everything you win, there's something lost. But oh, sometimes I think about you and the way you used to ride out in your rhinestones and your sequins, with the sunlight on your hair. And oh, the crowd will always love you. As for me, I've come to know everything that glitters is not gold. Ooh, everything that glitters is not gold.
Amanda, this may not be the Shenandoah that you were thinking of, but when you said that, it's the first thing that came to mind. Thank you. I got to tell you all a little short story about that song. That was, for those of you who don't know, that's Charlie McCoy on harmonica. The song is Shenandoah. And, of course, Shenandoah brings to mind a lot of things from the Civil War to, you know, there was a couple of movies that were, let's see, what was it? There was one movie that was not related to the war that was Shenandoah. But anyway, they're all kind of, Western horseback type thing, kind of melancholy. My cousin and I, who is dead now, were driving across a road that is, back then it was dirt, it's paved nowadays. And we were coming out this drive, going out across the Navajo Reservation. And we come around the corner and was going right in, the sun was setting off to our left. Just south of the road, and it was down pretty close to the horizon, and nothing anywhere. I mean, there's no fences, there's no houses, there's no power lines, there's no nothing where we were at. And here's this old Indian riding across there, horseback, going kind of slow, kind of slumped over like he was either taking a little break, taking a nap, taking his time. Maybe he was drunk. I don't know what it was, but man, it was an awesome picture that went along with that song there. I'll never forget that. Every time I hear that song, my mind goes back to that day.
Something, who could ask for more? She's only sipping white wine. She's friendly and fun-loving most of the time. But don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. Here's a glass of Chablis and some quarters and change. Maybe you can turn her love life around. Then she won't need the salt or the lime anymore to shoot that old memory down. Just remember her heart's on the mend. If you ever come back to see her again, on a straight tequila night, she'll start thinking about him. Then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila.
All right, we've got two more, and we're out of here.
I just spent my last nickel trying to drive my tears away, trying to make broken heart that you once led astray. I know life is funny, this old world is built that way. So many disappointments, that's what makes the jukebox play. Every time I see a new love, other's way. But sometimes it doesn't happen. It's a fool like me who pays. To be alone in this old world, that's what makes the jukebox play.
Oh, my life has become a country song. I've learned she can't resist me by the way she always disses me and comes to bed at night with that cold cream on. Sometimes I might feel frisky, but these days it's just too risky.
It's hard to kiss the lips at night that chew your ass out all day long. All day long. It goes on and on.
If a tree fell in the forest, she didn't hear it, would I still?
I guess I should admit it. She ain't ever gonna quit it.
It's hard to kiss the lips at night that chew your ass out all day long.
God, you ought to see what's happened to her hiney.
Her what?
Her hiney. Man, that thing's big enough to land a small plane on.
Small plane?
Telling you.
I used to roll her in the clover.
Mm-mm.
But thank God those days are over.
Hallelujah.
It's hard to kiss the lips at night. Chew your ass out all day long. All day long. She gnaws on and on.
If someday they drop the big one, I'd say, sweet Jesus, she's gonna finally leave me alone. It's all right in. Say it.
Cause the radio won't play it. It's hard to kiss the lips at night that chew your ass out all day long. It's hard to kiss the lips at night that chew your ass.
All right, guys, I got to say, this was the fastest 2 hours on internet radio tonight. I had a blast. This went by mighty quick. I hope you guys have a great weekend, and we'll be back. Amy will be back Monday with her regularly scheduled programming, and I'll be falling in right behind her. And Tampico Scout, I hope that he can get everything worked out up there. I'm really looking forward to coming up there and you'll love this class. It's start putting your ammunition together. You'll need about 800 rounds or so. It's a great class, a lot of fun, and I'll tell you what, I think when you're done that you'll be duly impressed. It's quite a step up from the last one that you took. So we'll go over that first day in a little bit. We'll go over some of the older stuff, some review, and get some of the other folks caught up with you, and we'll continue to march. I think Kit will like it if she's able to do it. So let's see here. All right, Edge of the Woods, everybody. I'm glad all of you showed up. I'm glad Amanda made it in tonight, and and the Tampico Bunch, the Yakima crowd. So I'm going to get on out of here. We'll see y'all Monday. And again, thanks for joining me.
It seems that you've changed in these past few days.
Okay, that about wraps it up for another edition of Liberty Lounge on this Friday evening. I hope y'all have a wonderful weekend. Be sure and join me again Monday morning for Amy's show, Living Way Out Here, at 8 o'clock Pacific Time, and The Shooting Bench, Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific Time. Remember that your life is a gift from God. How you spend it is your gift to Him. Good night.
And it's all over. I called you on the phone just to find out what was wrong. And the things you said made my suspicions real. You said tonight again you have to stay with this sick friend. But that story I'm not buying, 'cause it's all over but the crying. It's all over but the crying. I never would have thought you. You said I love you. Now I'll say my goodbye, 'cause it's all over but the crying. It's all